the door. We weren't planning to take it with us. We had already sold and packed the house and were about ready to sign the final closing documents when I broke. "Kyle," I told my husband, "we have to take the door. We have to. We can't leave it behind. One of those hollow ones with fake wood on the front." But it was priceless to me because the inside of that closet door held pencil markings documenting the heights of my growing girls. They were babies in that first home. Our oldest was 4 when we moved. Her sister was 2. It was the only place they'd ever lived. The thought of leaving that tangible memory behind crushed me. So my husband, being the good guy he is, called the real estate agent, politely explained the situation, offered the buyers cash that we didn't have to replace the door and hope for the best. The new owners said it was fine. They took our extra cash and we took the door. The door was in our second home for 8 years. I had a spot on the wall in the entryway. When we moved last summer, we took the door with us. It's crowded now. Years of markings cover the centre. Mum and Dad, the cat, stuffed animals, and even the 6-year-old baby brother made the door too. There are dates and small pictures beside each name, documenting the seasons. It's one of my favourite things. It doesn't match the colour and the style of the room, but it doesn't matter, of course, because it tells a story of where they took their first wobbly steps and said their first words. Of the middle parts. First days of school, first friends, first heartaches. And now it hangs in our forever home, its final resting place where each of my babies will finish growing. One day, there will be no more heights to measure. Their childhoods will be over. But I'll keep this door, and maybe someday, when my grown kids come home to visit, they will walk over to that door and measure their own babies too.